Mike DeGubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the precious, wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. O beloved, he's coming back again. He said, I go away, and if I go, I prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. And, beloved, he is coming again, even as the song just reminded us, the coming of the Lord is drawing nigh. The word Maranatha should be our watchword as believers. The Lord's coming is soon. And that's what Maranatha means. The Lord is coming back, beloved. He's coming back to gather us unto himself. And you and I need to be conscious of the fact. For often in the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, watch and pray. You remember there in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he was facing the cross, he told his disciples who were asleep, watch and pray. Don't go to sleep. Don't allow the things of this world to put you to sleep, beloved, because Jesus is coming again, and as never before, you and I need to be watchful, we need to be prayerful, we need to make sure our hearts are right, and we're ready to meet the Lord Jesus, because his coming is drawing nigh. The rapture of the church, catching out all born-again believers to meet the Lord in the air. And then this world will be plunged into that time of chaos and trouble called the tribulation, a time of great, great wrath that will be poured forth upon this world for rejecting and blaspheming and denying the Creator God. Oh, beloved, how important it is that you and I walk in obedience to the Lord and live for him while we have time and opportunity. If you'll look with me again to Romans chapter 7, this is where we're discussing this subject of temptation. And I'm looking here to explain to you how temptation is working in the life of every child of God. And here in Romans chapter 7, this is the writings of the Apostle Paul under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God. And Paul was a great man of God and wrote a number of the epistles of the New Testament under the inspiration of God's Holy Spirit. And yet he had these struggles that you and I have. And he understood, and that's what he explains here in Romans chapter 7, beginning with verse 14 again. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal. And remember, the word carnal means centered around the flesh, sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. He's talking about this struggle that goes on within the child of God. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. I'm proving that the law is good. Now then it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Now notice, Paul says it's not me, the believer, but it's sin that's indwelling this fleshly body. That's what he explains in these next few verses, verse 18. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, and I want you to underline that if you haven't circled it, in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. For to will in my spirit or in my soul is where our will is, to will is present with me to make choices, but to perform that which is good I find not. This is where the conflict comes in. I choose to obey God. I choose to walk in righteousness. I choose to do that which is pleasing to the Lord. But here comes this thing that keeps struggling within me and causing me to stumble. Verse 19, for the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. For the good that I would, I do not. Oh, he says, I'm going to do good. I'm going to walk in obedience to the Lord. I humble myself to the Lord. I confess my sin. I determine that I'm going to walk in righteousness. And yet, he says, I turn around and do that which I hate. Now, if I do that, I would not. It is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. There's that word me again, referring to verse 18. In me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. So there's sin that indwells this fleshly body, beloved. Verse 21, I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. Now, this is a law of God, again, like the law of gravity. This is a law of God that when you set out to do good, evil's going to raise its ugly head and try to keep you from doing that which would please the Lord. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. In my spirit, I delight in God's word. I love God's word. I revel in God's word. I feast upon the word of God. The Spirit of God opens up truth to me when I get into the word of God. I delight in the law of God. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind. Now, where is this other law? It's in the members of the body. And it wars against the law of the mind. In our soul is where the mind, the emotions, and the will dwell. That's our soul. And he said, I'm purposing, I'm going to do right, but then here is this thing of sin in my members that comes along, and this law that is in my members wars against the law of my mind and brings me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. Oh, wretched man that I am. Oh, beloved, I've heard Christians say, you know, before I was saved, I didn't have anything like the conflict and struggle that I have now. That's true, beloved. Because then you were dead in trespasses and in sin. Then we were separated from God. We were under the control of Satan and sin. And we didn't have that struggle. But now that we've accepted Christ and the Holy Spirit of God lives within our spirit, but in our flesh is indwelling sin, the soul becomes the area of conflict and struggle and battle. So we see this other law, these laws that are present. When I would do good, evil is present with me. The law that when I try to serve God, this law of evil wells up within me and tries to keep me from doing that which is pleasing to God. It makes me slothful. It makes me indolent. I don't feel like doing that. I don't feel like going out to church today. I don't feel like witnessing for the Lord. Here's an individual and here's an opportunity to share the gospel, and I don't feel like it. I mean, it's not the right time. If things were different, I'd be glad to do it, but right now, I don't feel like it. You see, that sin, beloved, that wells up within our body, trying to hinder and keep us from doing the will of God. And so we're in a battle, beloved, a battle with the principalities, the powers of darkness, the forces of evil, a battle with the flesh, with indwelling sin. We're in a real struggle and a real battle, and that's why we need to clothe ourselves with the whole armor of God, that we might be able to stand against the evil one in the power of the living Christ and not in the energy of the flesh. So we see Paul says, I'm wretched. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Oh, beloved, he says, who'll deliver me from this old body that has indwelling sin? How am I going to have victory over it? Verse 25, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Beloved, we can't do it, and he never said we could. He can, and he said he would. In Galatians 2:20, the Apostle Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. That is, my old flesh, my old sin nature has been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me through the person of the Holy Spirit. John 3:6, remember, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Romans 8:9, the Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Christ. And so when the Spirit of God moves into our spirit, it's the Spirit of Christ. The Spirit of God the Father also, the triune Godhead, lives in us through the person of the Holy Spirit of God. And greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And so, beloved, we can say no to sin, and we can walk in victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. He is our source of victory. And by his power, by his indwelling presence, we can see sin defeated and the old flesh brought into subjection to the obedience of Christ. Oh, yes, beloved, brought into subjection to the obedience of Christ. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God. I'm going to obey the word of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. As long as I'm in this body, this old flesh is going to raise its ugly head. And so, I might as well plan to do battle, and planned in the power of the living Christ to say no to the flesh, no to its sinful appetites, draw upon our sword, the sword of the Spirit. Beloved, that's our weapon with which we can do battle against the forces of evil and the powers of darkness. Now, next time we're going to talk about the temptation of Christ, who is our example. We're to follow in his steps, we're told in Peter, to follow in his steps. And we can have victory over the old flesh, over the world system, over Satan and his demons, through the indwelling Christ. So join us again in our next Bible study. Goodbye.